This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, April 13th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. After Muslims bombed two churches in Egypt on Palm Sunday, killing 49 believers, The Worldview talked to David Curry, president of Open Doors USA, about the increase of persecution there.
In the last several years, you've seen a tremendous increase in violence against Christians. That's partly because of the Muslim Brotherhood and their political history there and what they did to Christians during their rule. But also since that regime has fallen and the new presidency and the new revolution has happened in Egypt, you see extremists lashing out at Christians, trying to divide the Muslim population there.
Curry also urged American Christians to pray for their brothers and sisters in Christ in Egypt and elsewhere when they learn about persecution.
We really need to be mindful of persecuted Christians around the world, not because the news or the media tells us to do it, but because it's a biblical mandate. In Revelations, the Bible says, pray for those people in chains for my name, for my sake. And that's a universal calling to all believers. Now, it's so difficult when you see these news stories every day, a tragedy somewhere, to have fatigue. But we have to realize God's called us to do this.
Vice President Mike Pence has been attacked for trying to protect his marriage. The media are mocking him for having boundaries, such as not having dinner alone with a woman who is not his wife. Dr. James Dobson, host of Family Talk, came to the vice president's defense on Monday's broadcast.
I have known Mike Pence for 25 years. He's a godly man. He's a good man. He's a good family man and a good husband and father. He lives by the highest standards of ethics. Frankly, I'm outraged by this criticism of Mike Pence. I've seen some crazy things, but this has got to be one of the stupidest that I've heard. For Mike Pence to say he will not have dinner with a woman when his wife is not there, that's a good thing, man. That's not a negative.
Dobson recalled a life-changing pact that Billy Graham and his close associates made, which came to be known as the Modesto Manifesto.
Many, many years ago, Billy Graham and five of his men were in the city of Modesto, and they got together in a hotel room, and they made a pledge to each other that they would live by this very standard, that they would never be with a woman in a room alone. They would never eat with a woman alone. They would never take a plane trip with a woman alone. And they would protect their marriages. It's a great idea. I wish every man would do it.
A bill filed Tuesday by four North Carolina House Republicans would direct the state government to defy the Obergefell U.S. Supreme Court ruling, which legalized homosexual marriage nationwide, and restore the North Carolina state constitution's ban on homosexual marriage, reports WTBD. House Bill 780 is titled Uphold Historical Marriage Act and is sponsored by some of the House's most conservative legislators, including Republican Representative Larry Pittman of Concord, North Carolina. The bill states that the 2015 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized homosexual marriage across the country is, quote, null and void in the state of North Carolina, unquote. Indeed, the bill said the ruling, quote, exceeds the authority of the court relative to the decree of Almighty God that a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh, Genesis 2:24. And abrogates the clear meaning and understanding of marriage in all societies throughout prior history, unquote. 8 years ago, the British read an atheist advertisement on the side of buses in London, paid for by the British Humanist Society. They said, quote, there's probably no God. Now stop worrying and enjoy your life, unquote, reports Christian.org.uk. However, this Easter, the words of Jesus will be seen by millions of British and tourists alike thanks to a new evangelistic campaign called Quote Jesus, featuring red letter Bible verses emblazoned on the sides of 75 London buses through April 24th. Among the quotes are, "Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. I am the way and the truth and the life. And come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Some members of the British Parliament attacked the Christian bus ads as, quote, "religiously offensive and morally unhelpful," unquote. Pro-life advocates in the state of Louisiana are delighted today to learn that the abortion mill that has killed almost 7,500 babies is closing, reports Life News. After returning their outpatient license to the Louisiana Department of Health, a moving trailer was seen on location on Tuesday, April 11th. There are only three abortion mills left, one in New Orleans, one in Baton Rouge, and one in Shreveport. Pray that they too will shutter their doors. Trident, Dentine, and Bubble Yum help millions of Americans with fresher breath. But now there's a new gum in town that could help save your life. Manufactured in Alabama, its name, Volatile Analysis, even sounds serious. Its mission? To determine whether a person has cancer, reports Fox News. The gum absorbs what are known as volatiles in a person's saliva as they chew it. Then, the chewed gum is analyzed to determine whether it contains certain chemicals produced in the body when a person has cancer. Indeed, the volatile organic compounds produced in the body are unique to each type of cancer, thus enabling doctors the ability to determine which type of cancer is present in the patient. Donald Trump labeled her Crooked Hillary, but Planned Parenthood calls Hillary Clinton the, quote, "champion of the century," unquote, and will hand her the morbid award as the organization celebrates their centennial anniversary. While Clinton was Secretary of State, Planned Parenthood gave her its highest honor, the Margaret Sanger Award, named after its founder, Margaret Sanger, who wrote, quote, "The most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it," unquote. That disturbing quotation comes from Chapter 6 of her book, Woman and the New Race, entitled The Wickedness of Creating Large Families. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Finding it tough to spend quality time with your son? Come to the Father-Son Retreat this summer, Thursday, August 31st through Sunday, September 3rd, and experience the blessing of 4 days of solid teaching and mountain activities at one of America's most beautiful and exciting mountain lodges near Winter Park, Colorado. Register at ColoradoFatherSon.com. That's ColoradoFatherSon.com.